Ballots should be arriving about now for Oregon's May 15th primary. One of the more visible legislative races is in Oregon Senate District 3, roughly the southern half of Jackson County. This was the position that Dr. Alan Bates held for years until he died suddenly in the summer of 2016. He was a Democrat. That set up a special election for a senator to hold the seat for 2 years. Republican Alan DeBoer won but opted not to run to stay in the Senate. Two Republicans seek to succeed him, Kurt Ankerberg and Jessica Gomez. You'll hear from each of them in turn, beginning with Kurt Ankerberg, a certified public accountant from Medford. Thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Thank you. Good to be here.
You have run for office, I guess, now 10 times in 10 years. What is the concern that motivates you to make all these runs for office?
You have to look at each entity. First of all, the Medford School District, which I ran for that, they have a 42% pass rate, and they've had that for the last dozen years. They brag about their graduation rates, yet the truth is their test scores are very poor, so I was involved in that because of the poor test scores. City of Medford, poorly run. Right now they have a homeless problem. They have a lot of problems. Downtown is decaying. That's why I ran for that. I'm running for the state senator because the state has a lot of problems. They're going bankrupt. The educational system is poor. A lot of the state agencies are corrupt. The Democrats continue to look for new taxes to pass daily. Number of issues that I'm concerned about. That's why I'm running for state senator.
So what's the biggest issue then as you run for a state senator then? What's your major concern?
Easily it's PERS. By far it's PERS. PERS is at least a minimum of $25 billion in debt underfunded. It could be up to $50 billion or more in debt. Oh, yeah. It depends on how you calculate the rate of return. Mm-hmm. Right now, they're using a 7.2% rate of return.
Which is actually less than it was, right? They dropped it from 7.5.
Well, they dropped from 7.5 to 7.2, which added about $2 billion to the debt. But that's just an estimated return they hope they're going to get. If they really only get, like, say, 5% return, then it's going to be a $50 billion debt. And Alan Alley came out in the Bill Maher show a couple of days ago and said that a debt could be up to $200 billion. So it's pretty big.
No matter where it gets to, the fact is right now it's already bigger than the general fund and lottery budget, which is what the legislature works so hard to prepare every biennium. So it is. So how do we plug that hole? What do we do to improve the situation with PERS? How do you want to act on this as a state senator?
Well, there's two choices. The Democrats' choice is to raise taxes and bankrupt the citizens. We're going to have to take a hard choice, and basically some of the higher paid tiers, retirees are going to have to get a haircut, what's called a haircut. Basically, there's 2,000 people, retirees, that get over $100,000 a year in pensions. My proposal is to cut it to 70 grand. So for most of the retirees, your teachers, they're not going to get touched at all because they're getting 50 or 60 grand for their pensions. But the high paid retirees are getting $500,000 or $900,000 a year. They're going to get a haircut. I mean, we can't. This is not sustainable. And sustainable is a word that the liberals like to use. It's not sustainable.
Courts have said already, though, you can't take away the benefits already promised. If they've already
that was the state Supreme Court, and they're also PERS retirees too. If I became a state senator, I would take the issue to this U.S. Supreme Court and try to fight it there. I don't think that the contracts were gained legally. I don't think they were negotiated arm's length, and so I don't consider them to be legal contracts. I think we have a problem when PERS retirees collect 100 or 200% of their final salary as a pension. We have a lot of retirees that are collecting 200% of their final pensions or their final salaries. So if their final salary was, let's say, 60 grand, their pensions are 100 grand or more. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Kurt Ankerberg, let's talk about some of your own issues with courts, because you were found by U.S. Tax Court in January to have committed fraud in preparing your own returns. What happened there?
Well, first of all, the Mail Tribune did a background search on me, and they didn't do one on anybody else. So I think we need to do one on everybody else, all the other candidates, before we do that, okay? Okay?
Okay, what do you mean?
Well, the Mail Tribune did a background search to try to smear me. They didn't do it for any other candidate. So I think, first of all, we need to do a background search for every candidate and see what's in their closet.
Fair enough. Okay. But I mean, the court says right here is that the respondent has established fraudulent intent for each year.
Well, that was written by an IRS attorney. That wasn't written by a judge. Okay. Is that what I'm here for, to get smeared by you, Jeff?
I'm just asking questions. The Mail Tribune, you mentioned Mail Tribune smearing you, did recommend an editorial that you withdraw from the race.
Well, they did. Yeah. The Mail Tribune is hard left, and they've been smearing me for 10 years. I can show you articles. They called me a racist 10 years ago. They called me a racist, and they had to do a retraction. Then they created a Chris Walker incident that didn't happen, and they built on that for 6 or 7 years. The Mail Tribune has a history of smearing me and saying false things. The article you're quoting is not true.
This is not an article. This is a court filing.
Well, it was written by an IRS attorney, not by the judge, and it was based on not on the court case. The court case, all I fought was a civil penalty for fraud. A civil penalty, okay? And that's all it was. It wasn't all the other stuff that was in the Mail Tribune.
So you've been found to commit fraud? I mean,
are you going to
keep your license?
I've already taken care of my state board. Yeah, I'm going to keep my license.
Okay, well, let's move on then. We're talking about PERS. We got to ready. Education. Oregon pays teachers.
Why don't we talk about your boss, Bill Thorndike, who's backing my client or my opponent.
Bill Thorndike is the chair of the Southern Oregon University.
He's the chair of SOU. Let's talk about them. They're the ones that are backing my opponent. They're the ones that have stolen almost $50 million from the city of Medford, and they want to take another $50 million from the city of Medford right now to build an overpass at South Stage. So let's talk about that.
Stolen how?
Stolen from the city of Medford. The city of Medford is getting gas tax. They're getting $75 million in gas tax. And the Chamber of Commerce, good old boys, they already have taken, they want to take $50 million of that $75 million is for gas tax money to build a private development on their land. And that's Bill Thorndike. So let's talk about, if you want to talk about corruption, let's talk about your boss.
Bill Thorndike is the president of the Board of Trustees.
He's the president of SOU. He's right. Your boss. If we're talking about corruption, let's talk about the Chamber of Commerce corruption where they stole $50 million from for the city of Medford.
Boy, why? So tell me again what motivates you to run, because it sounds like you've got grudges against many, many people.
Medford is corrupt. It's run by the Chamber of Commerce. Okay? The city of Medford, the taxpayers paid $19 million for Sid DeBoer's building. We paid $15 million for Pacific Retirement's building at Fur and Main. We paid for it out of our tax money. Right now, the city of Medford, they're taking $10 million out to build to upgrade a road so two developers can build a development on Foothill and Hillcrest. The city of Medford is so corrupt it's not funny. It's being run by the Chamber of Commerce, who's backing my opponent with $75,000 of campaign contributions from the two DeBoers.
All right, so if you go in convinced that everyone is corrupt, where do you begin to correct things?
Well, I don't think everybody's...
If you get elected as an Oregon State Senator, where do you begin your work then?
The first work is PERS. Do you know that a lot of the state senators, the Republican state senators, are taking campaign contributions from PERS retirees? On one hand, they say they're going to fix PERS. On the other hand, they're taking campaign contributions from PERS retirees. They're not representing you. They represent the Chamber of Commerce good old boys. I'll represent you, unlike my opponent, who's the puppet of the Chamber of Commerce.
Is that a fair thing to say? Puppet of the Chamber of Commerce?
It is a very fair thing to say. They didn't give her $75,000 for nothing.
All right. So as you look at, when you look at the general approach that you take to government and the things that go on in government, I guess there are some things you're really convinced the government shouldn't do. Are there things that the state of Oregon government should get out of the business of doing that you would advocate as a state senator?
Well, right now, Kate Brown wants to raise your gas tax, 35 cents per gallon gas tax, to do her cap and trade program to do more social programs, which I oppose. Okay.
All right. So you're talking about the cap and trade system.
The cap and trade. I oppose it. That's going to bankrupt everybody.
All right. So we'll cross cap and trade off your list. Money and politics. You yourself you're at $3,500, I guess, and don't expect to raise more than that.
I finance myself, so I don't owe anybody any favors.
Mm-hmm.
My opponent got $40,000 from the DeBoers. Who do you think she works for? The DeBoers. She doesn't work for the citizens of my city, for sure, or the citizens of District 3. She is going to represent the Chamber of Commerce, pure and simple.
All right, so voluntarily you're keeping your campaign small, but, I mean, are there things that the government should do to regulate campaign financing and spending?
Oh, definitely. I don't like that corporations buy elections, and so do unions. They both buy elections.
Kurt Ankerberg, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, Republican candidate for Oregon Senate District 3. Marijuana, we still have a state law.
True.
That is contrary to federal law, and obviously a lot of discussion about that. So how far do we take this? Because if you look at all the marijuana growing around the state of Oregon, it doesn't seem like there's enough people to consume all that.
Right now there's overproduction. It's going to self-correct itself. A lot of growers are going to grow out of business, and plus with California growing and other states growing, there's going to be less of a demand in the black market to ship product to other states. I still have a problem with the medical growing aspect of it because there's a lot of abuse on it. I know a lot of medical growers that in the past have grown a lot of plants and it all goes to the black market. So I understand that perhaps the state is going to discontinue the medical program and just have the recreational program only. That's what I've heard. So I would agree with that. I think the medical program has been abused too much.
I heard you on a number of taxes. I haven't heard you on corporate taxes. Now you think Oregon should go with that. There have been moves in the legislature, including in the Senate, to go ahead and make some changes that would increase what corporations are paying into the state budget. What do you think about that?
I think corporations pay enough in tax already. I think they pay enough already. I think we all pay enough taxes already across the board. I think the problem with Oregon is they have a spending problem because every year the revenue goes up by a certain percentage, more than the inflation rate, the revenue goes up. So we don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem.
Okay. Final thoughts before we let you go?
None.
All right. Kurt Ankerberg, running as a Republican for Oregon Senate District 3. Thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.